Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. I really didn't know how loud I could be because I'm broadcasting from the Ryan Recker basement. We don't have naming rights established yet. If there are any businesses that are interested in sponsoring this basement studio, I did recommend the Lion's Choice Roast Beef Basement. Now, doesn't that sound tasty? And instead of drinking water and coffee, I can just drink au jus sauce. It's kind of weird being from home, actually. It's so strange. You know, I'm sitting here getting ready for the show, and I'm messaging people on social media, telling people, hey, listen, tell me if this sounds all right. So I have all the conveniences of the regular studio, except it's even more convenient because I get to wear sweatpants, and I'll probably continue to wear these sweatpants through the course of the week. I'm wearing a nice little sweatshirt. I'm comfortable. I'm alone. My kid's sleeping upstairs, and I'm trying my best not to wake him up. My wife's just about to go to bed, and I'm going to try not to wake her up. I tried to get the dog to come down. My good old girl, Molly, didn't want to stay down with me. She was more interested in going up and going to bed. I thought I was going to have a little dog co-host tonight. But we can take phone calls. That's nice. So we have producer Mike back in the studio, and he is a trooper, man. He may be the only person in the building right now in the entire Intercom St. Louis building. But that means we can take calls. We're going to have guests live tonight. I'm going to keep the text messaging up. So if you're listening right now, this is what I would like for you to do. Give us a text message. Let me know how I sound. 314-436-7900. Same phone number. Also 800-925-1120. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And I just created a Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page group. That way, I want to start posting videos and things while I'm at home. And I feel like I got to do something different when I'm at the house. I want to feel like there's other ways I'm connecting, even though I'm not going to be able to see my coworkers and, you know, drive into work and see other people, you know, picking their nose, driving in and things like that. I feel like I need to connect somehow, and this would be a great way to do it. So if you're on Facebook, look up Ryan Recker Radio, and on there we can communicate with each other. But it's going to be interesting. Dr. Michael Bussler, he's someone that's been on the show a couple of different times. In fact, I think we had him on just a few weeks ago. He's a public policy analyst and economics expert and also a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. He's going to join us in about 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, which is nice. And we're going to talk to him about the markets. What a big swing. Whew. What are the investors wanting? What are they waiting for? What's the impact of this stimulus package? You know, this is before there was a deal on the stimulus package. We see the Dow Jones jump up 2,000 points. That's great. That's great. So what happens when they pass this thing? Are we just going to see it go up? I'm going to get his take on it because this is what I love about Americans. There are people that are ready to roll up their sleeves and they're not ready to give up on this economy yet. I love seeing that. So we'll talk to him about it. Home from the bunker, which means I do hope to get some of your calls after Dr. Michael Bussler at about 9:30 Central Time here. I want to talk about that dude licking the deodorant. Isn't that crazy? The dude licking the deodorant. I deport the dude right now. Also, are we going to be done by Easter? That could be the next question too. President Trump saying, we may be done by Easter. People are thinking to themselves, I don't think so. Look at these text messages coming in. Loud and clear. Sound good so far. Ryan, this is Doug in Chesterfield. Sound quality is good. I'm listening to you on the radio.com app on my phone. The only thing is that you're talking a little quieter because you're at home and your wife is sleeping upstairs. Completely understandable. Also, our friend from Utah, DJ Troublemaker, listening, saying, sounding good out here in Utah. That's great. You know, maybe it is it is different. So it's kind of hard to explain the technology that makes this possible. But in radio, the ability to create a home studio has just become so much more affordable. If you go back even like 10 years ago, the prices started to come down. If you go back 20 years ago, man, you were spending tens of thousands of dollars and you had to get ISDN lines and the internet wasn't really meant for live streaming audio that could just be, you know, one way and all of this. But man, in the last 5 years, things have really changed. And I have a little box. It's a $100 box I plug into my computer. I have a $200 microphone and I have a couple of moving blankets that I did a makeshift little studio in my basement so you wouldn't hear the echo or the sounds echoing off of the walls here in the basement just to try to isolate myself. So it's not like a soundproof studio at KMOX with, you know, very expensive microphones and processors and all of these things. It's me in my basement with about $300 worth of equipment plugged into my laptop computer. And it's amazing, amazing how the engineers here at KMOX have worked up all of this. I'm doing this through the internet, working from home, just like a lot of the other hosts are, sitting back, relaxing, wearing my slippers and my sweatpants in the soon-to-be-named bunker in the Ryan Recker basement. So we're going to be joined, and we're going to talk the economy with Dr. Michael Bussler coming up in just a few minutes, and then we're going to start taking your calls right after that interview. We'll talk a little bit about the economy. We'll talk about what life is like for you right now. Has it drastically changed, or are you one of the people that are going on, they're going to work, they're driving around, and they're just living their everyday life? I'm almost a little bit jealous of you. But we'll talk about that, too, on Overnight America KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Welcome back. Hey, thank you for all the messages I'm seeing on social media, on Twitter, the text messages. And look at that. We have Greg and also Scott holding the line. I'm so glad you called in because I can't wait to talk to you. And this will be good because we'll get to test out the phone line, see how it works from the home studio. And that's what kind of what we're doing right now. Joining us is a public policy analyst and economics expert, a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey, Dr. Michael Bussler. Thanks for coming on to Overnight America.
Well, thank you for having me. It's certainly my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's weird times because so many people here at a radio station transitioning to working from home. This is my first night working from my basement, but thanks to technology, we're able to do this. And what a wild, wild time with the stock market today. Even the hint of a stimulus package being close, it seemed to be shifting everyone's confidence levels back up. Can you explain what we're seeing in the markets right now?
Yeah. So basically, the stock market really overreacted to this whole coronavirus. They thought for sure the economy was going to plunge into deep recession and further, and it was going to be fairly long lasting. And the media seems to be putting forth that kind of a narrative. So what that did was it caused investors to get extremely nervous. They started dumping stocks, figuring if we do go into a recession, the stocks are going to be worthless, so I better sell them now before they really drop in value. And that kind of thinking put the stock market down over 35%. Now, the fundamentals before all this started were very strong. Corporations were, for the most part, very profitable. Wages have been going up at the fastest rate in decades. Total incomes were up. Inflation was relatively low. The economy was growing. So the economy was fundamentally strong before this hit. Once this gets over with, I think the economy will be able to rebound. But with the stock market, all of a sudden, every business got shut down and the investors tended to panic and they dumped the stock. So now were saying, well, wait a minute, maybe you know, we're going to have the Federal Reserve did what they did. They lowered interest rates. They're pumping nearly $1 trillion or more mm-hmm. into the money supply. They're probably going to sign some kind of a stimulus bill in Congress if the Senate and Nancy Pelosi can get together. And that, too, will really stimulate the economy. There's also some signs. President Trump says he thinks in about 3 weeks we ought to be able to get the economy started to get reopened again. And, you know, there are a number of theories as to how many cases we're going to end up getting of this coronavirus and how long it'll last. But one scenario is that we peak in about 2 to 3 weeks, and then right before Easter, and then things start going down and things start getting better and the economy returns to normal. And there's so much pent up demand in the economy that once we start back to normal in May or June, when things start really getting back to normal, all of these canceled sporting events and the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs and all these things they canceled, they're going to start bringing back. I think Americans will be pretty antsy, haven't been in their houses for a few weeks, and you're likely to see a pretty good rebound. So what happened today was in the stock market, I think they're starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And they're starting to say, well, when this is over, and it will be over at some point, and when it is over, the economy is really poised to take off.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping. I was hoping that based on what some of these other experts are saying, some say the worst, and some say, you know, I think we're going to level off. And it's, you hear these different voices and so many different opinions. I'm kind of hoping it's like when you listen to a meteorologist and they say, we're going to get a snowstorm with 10 inches of snow on the way. And then, you know, everyone bunkers down, they get their bread and their eggs and things. And then we get like a half inch and right. it goes away. And that's, we're sitting here thinking like, wow, I can't believe they called for 10 inches of snow. And the meteorologists say, well, we have to look at these models and make sure people are prepared because we don't want to get hit with the worst, and then we find out we were underprepared. And I'm hoping that's kind of what's happening right now with the virus. I wanted to ask you something else, and joining us now is Dr. Michael Bussler, who's a public policy analyst and economics expert. How much of what's going on right now do you think is based on how Donald Trump is reacting to things? Because I wonder, too, if most of it is them trying to figure out get information and intel from him, or are they getting independent intel and they're reacting to things and it has nothing to do with him?
Well, I think I approve of the way President Trump has handled this. He put a travel ban from China about 10 days after the first coronavirus was detected here in the U.S. in late January. I like the idea of him going in front of the public literally every day and telling them, here's where we are. We understand the problems. We're not getting enough testing kits out fast enough, but here's how we're going to handle that. They said there's a shortage of ventilators. Not yet, but potentially if the worst case hits, a real shortage of ventilators. Well, here's how we're handling that. And I think the idea of taking these 15 days and telling everybody to just stay away from each other until we get this figured out, I think has really kept the spread of the virus down. And I like the way that he's presenting what he does to the country. Now, the opposition mm-hmm. says he's telling things that are lies, and this is really going to be a much worse virus. The governor of California says it could hit up to 50% of Californians. That would be 20 million people. The governor of New York said we're going to need 300,000 ventilators. So they're putting out kind of the worst case scenario. And from what I can gather from medical professionals, I think we're able to keep this thing fairly well contained. And it looks like some of these old treatments we had for malaria and things seem to be working to even cure the virus and get the time you're infected by it down to relatively short time period. So if those things end up working its way through, we've got about 50,000 cases so far, and over half of them are in New York State, most in New York City. But there is a possibility that we only end up with maybe 100,000 cases in total, and it starts to peak in early to mid April, and by Easter things are starting to go down a little bit, and we can start to bring the country back to normal and bring the economy back to where it should be. And that may be an optimistic view, but that's what I think President Trump is shooting for. And he's a business person; he's not a politician. So as a business person, business people like to set definite goals and do what you can to reach those goals in as short a time period as possible.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, about the way testing is going on. So if we're only testing the highest risk individuals, the ones that are most likely to have the coronavirus, when testing is ramped up and we're able to get more testing out there, ramping it up that way, you're right, you're going to see those peaks. But at some point, when the highest risk individuals were already tested, you're going to have a flood of people that are lower risk individuals, and that's going to help stabilize things. And I think people are going to realize we're getting a grip on it at that point. What I also want to talk about is this, what, $1 trillion, $2 trillion stimulus package. So what we saw was a reaction to getting close to a deal, and it was really awesome to see the markets up today. What happens, do you think, next to the economy when that thing is actually passed and we do see, let's say, a $2 trillion stimulus package put into place?
Yeah, so that package is both good and bad. Let's start with the bad for a minute. We're not going to worry about the bad right now because we have a serious health issue and a serious issue with the economy, and that should be the number one goal. However, we have a $1 trillion deficit this year before the virus. Now you're starting to add another $2 trillion in spending. That could be over a $3 trillion annual deficit we're going to have to deal with at some point. And we have already a problem with the public debt being so high. So that's the bad side. On the good side, by stimulating the economy the way they're doing it, there are a lot of people that are going to be laid off for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and there are many people that can't sustain that kind of a time period without income. So the Senate will probably pass a bill, and probably it keeps going back and forth, but they'll probably end up passing a bill that will give adults and adults with children $2,000 or $3,000 that'll get them through this. And cause any real hardship to be avoided. In addition to that, there's also going to be some loans and grants available to business. Because remember, things like the airlines, their revenue has plummeted. Well, their costs have not gone down as much. So as a result, they have these huge losses. So there'll be some grants to make up for that lost revenue. Some low-interest loans will keep them in business. So the purpose of the stimulus and $2 trillion, it's a ridiculously large amount of money, and we all should realize that. But that's about what's needed to get through likely what's going to happen. It may be a little bit too much, but at this point, I think there's a sign of caution rather than not being able to take care of everybody. So once the virus has peaked and we start to open the economy, and people have not suffered that much because the government stimulus package has helped them. Business is able to continue to stay in business because the stimulus package has helped them. There's a lot of pent-up demand in the economy, and I'm very optimistic about the economy going forward afterwards. So with the stimulus package, it's something that really is needed today to avoid a real catastrophe. However, keep in mind, we have a huge deficit problem, and this is going to make the deficit problem much, much worse. After the election, we're going to have to deal with this.
Dr. Bussler, people wanted to look you up online at some of your work. Where can they find you?
So on Twitter, it's at M Bussler. That's at M-B-U-S-L-E-R. And if you have a Facebook page, search Funding Democracy. Funding Democracy, and you can see all my columns there.
Awesome. Dr. Michael Bussler, a public policy analyst and economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Thank you so much for coming on live with us tonight on Overnight America.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here. Look forward to doing it again.
Me too. Man, Dr. Bussler's the best when it comes to breaking this down, so I'm always happy when he agrees to come on the show. He's so good at this, so good at this. And I want to take some of your calls coming up. I know we're going to get to weather, and I do have the ability to do calls. So Greg and Scott, who are on the line right now, I said we'd do it right after 9:30. So if you can hold on just a couple more minutes, we'll get to you right after that. This will be an interesting night here, broadcasting live from the Ryan Recker Overnight America bunker, which someone on Twitter, my friend John, messaged it should be, the name you're right should be the Joe Buck bunker. I kind of like that. We should do the naming rights based on former KMOX personalities. Then I can rotate a few of the other names in there here and there. All right, so we'll take a look at your weather. We'll take some of your calls coming up. And we do have some phone lines open at 436-7900, 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
I want to thank you for listening tonight. This is one of those weird nights. I didn't really know what it would feel like to do a show in my basement where I'm at right now. Producer Mike is in the KMOX studios. Why? Because he is healthier than I am, and there's got to be someone back there. And I got to say, engineer Ryan Schulte is a mastermind organizing all of this, because so many of the different KMOX radio personalities will be broadcasting from their home. You even see the TV stations. I was watching KMOV, and they're all separated to their own homes and their basements and things. It's so weird to see, but it's just what's happening right now. So if you're listening tonight, this is the first time I've ever had the opportunity to broadcast from the Joe Buck basement, so thank you for that. See, that doesn't sound right. I should do the Jack Buck basement. Someone, my friend John, who may be listening right now up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, when we're coming up with ideas for the naming rights to the basement studio, mentioned the Joe Buck basement. He has been killing it on social media, by the way. He has been so funny doing play-by-play. If you haven't seen that, we might have to find some and give you an example. But I want to take some of your calls. And yes, we can do that. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line, or 800-925-1120. And good news is my wife hasn't yelled at me yet. Maybe she can hear me upstairs. I don't know. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Greg in St. Louis. What's going on, Greg?
Good evening, Mr. Recker. How's that?
I know. It's a weird evening. I don't know if good's the right word for it. It's different, but it feels somewhat good.
It's been different since I got back a week from yesterday from Phoenix Glendale from a business trip. I'm telling you what, people driving me a little nuts. So I self-quarantined myself, and I've been busier than a toilet at a NASCAR race. I'm telling you what.
Wait, did you drive or did you fly out there?
I flew out there.
Yeah. What was the airport experience like for you flying during this time?
Wow, that was nice. No crowds?
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was great. Huh. Plane was clean. Nobody coughed on the plane. It was great.
So you were listening for it. And if you remember no one coughed, then you know you were making a mental note to pay attention for that sort of thing.
Oh, yes. You could tell right away things were a little different. But when I got back into St. Louis, my gosh. And then yesterday was perfect. I scored. Strolled into my area schnooks. Eyes piercing down the aisle. I looked around the corner. I reached. I scored 18 rolls of toilet paper. I'm styling.
Was that the first thing you looked for, or was that just by accident you happened to find some?
Well, I thought it was one of the first things. I made sure I had brown swagger, dill pickles, grapes, oranges, bananas, bread. I'm styling.
Well, that's good. So you're set for a while. So does that mean you said you're self-quarantining? You're going to stay in your home for a while now?
I did because, people were talking about that when I got back from St. Louis. So I thought, okay, maybe I should not go out for a few days. But I thought, wait a minute. I've got somewhat of a rare blood type. I thought, you know what? They're going to need some blood. So I gave a double red on Friday, and I went back home. So
don't you have a kid in school, in college?
No, Gregory graduated and he's on his own in Lenexa, Kansas, and he's working from home.
A lot of people are. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I remember you were telling me about some Thanksgivings driving and picking up, but I couldn't remember if he was still in school.
Oh, yeah, remember that 880-mile trip I did just to make sure he voted in the presidential election? Yeah.
I know. All right, Greg, hey, I'm glad you're the first call in. Thank you. Good to hear from you, man.
Take care, bud.
All right, thanks, Greg. Let's go to Scott, who's calling in. What's going on, Scott?
Doing good, sir. Sounding loud and clear there.
Oh, awesome. How you feeling, man?
Well, that's one of the reasons I called in with the situation going on right now. I had a couple appointments. One was with Dr. Buchholz from SLU, and he's been on CamWex there a little bit. And talking about the situation, and I talked to the receptionist and his my other doctor, my other neurologist secretary, and with everything going on now, I am just blessed in the fact that they have a medicine for the situation I'm in, and I can wait, as long as I take the medicine on time and they have that. Because I got to thinking way back when, when people had seizures back in when the colonists first arrived here, you were possessed, they didn't know what was going on. And just realizing that people are going in, a lot of them are nervous, and I understand that. It's just like the run on the stores during a snowstorm. Or I happened to be at the store today, and they were out of toilet paper, and I thought how much things have changed over time. Like the game paper, rock, and scissors. Actually, paper beats scissors now, which is, I never thought I'd saw that happen. I never
paper
thought I'd
beats
see that.
Everything.
But,
That's
but everything's going good on my end, and I'm just waiting for the next available situation, and I believe they'll come up with something that'll help this. They're working on it nonstop, and people always go to the president for the answers, and I'm sure there's a lot of people around him discussing, he's it's by the minute. These people that are working for him, these doctors and stuff, they're getting updates by the minute. He's just trying to, in his own way, trying to give the nation a little bit of good news and calm fears down and stuff like that. And I can understand that part of it. And I do understand your guest about the economy. But, people always say stuff when the next president comes in, if there is another president after, in the next election cycle. They always say, well, he inherited his deficit. He inherited this. This is something that is just out of control of human hands.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely it is. And, if you really wanted to look at the control of this sort of thing, it definitely not at the fault of the United States. It is definitely something we could have maybe prepared better for if we would have known the right information, truthful information coming out of China. But they restricted, held back, purposely made sure we didn't find out what was going there. That was a big problem because think
for
October, November, December, January, like 4 months, we weren't getting truthful information when all of this was going on.
4 months of not getting truthful information, going back to that, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but for 4 months right there, look at how many people in New York and in Italy, they go day by day. Well, just yesterday, we lost 125 people. This isn't a joke, you know. This is a very serious situation. And for 4 months, that's a lot of people, if you're going by the curve, as they say. And let's just hope. You know, it's really just a hope and pray thing. And you got the best minds working on this. And eventually it'll all calm down and people will get back to a normal life. And I really do believe, I wanted to give a shout out to the teachers here down here in Festus and Crystal City, too. They drove all through the streets where their students live, all over, honking horns with signs, "We miss you guys, can't wait to have you back." Uh-huh. And they're just doing a really good job. And with the technology we have now, you know, the kids are learning online and stuff. And it's really kind of hard to kid learn online, though, because as soon as they get that tablet in their hand, they want to go to, like, a Nickelodeon or something right away. That takes a little time there. But And I was thinking, you calling it, sticking with the Cardinal theme of what to name your area, what about Stan the Man Cave?
Oh, I love that. Stan the Man Cave. That's an excellent
one.
There you go. All right, Scott. Good to hear from you, man. Thanks for checking in.
Good to hear from you, too. I hope you have a great night. I hope your family's doing good.
Thank you. You too, man. We'll see you. Right. Well, man, Stan the Man Cave. I feel like we could have a different naming right for every single damn broadcasting here. Yeah, the Stan Cave would be awesome. That's what I'm going to have to do. Maybe I'll come up with a different name for this bunker, this basement studio we have set up here. And like Tina texted in and said, "You sound great. I've never missed one night since you started with KMOX. So happy you're at home. How about this? Ryan Wrecker Cellar, or start one Wreckers, Crypt Wreckers, Catacombs, things like that." Okay, all right. Thanks, Tina. There's another text message about President Trump in here. I'm going to get to that soon. Don't worry, I'll read your text on here. Let me go to Donna, who's been holding on. Hey, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I have a request, though, for a guest for your show.
Okay.
I think that everybody would really enjoy it if you could get a guest by the name of Emmett.
Oh, you want my son on. You know, in fact, I mentioned it to him. I said, how about we record something? I was talking to him earlier, and he was too pumped up and crazy. That's the thing. When he can't get out of the house, he can't get his energy out. He was just, like, stomping around, yelling. Like, he was being loud on purpose, just, I think, to let some energy out. So that wasn't the right time to ask him. But I think I will get him on sometime.
Oh, I hope you do. Everybody gets such a kick out of it. And take care of yourself. We're doing fine. So, and I have to say that the teachers at the Hillsborough School have really been great for the kids, too, that they've been working with them. They're staying in touch. So I appreciate them also.
Oh, yeah. There's so many people. Like, I saw the emails, and people have been talking about how the different schools are offering lunches for the kids, the drive-thrus. They're taking all these extra precautions. You know, I saw some of the instructions. I can't remember where it was, but, you know, you can drive in. They want to just deliver it to you. They say open your trunk if you can. But, you know, what they're trying to limit contact with persons. If you have to get out of your car, you know, they're trying to isolate it. And they're being so careful, and they're working all this. And then the uncertainty of what's going to happen for this year, the uncertainty for the summer and next year, you know, they're just trying to get through it like anyone else. And they have been just, you know, just trying to do it. But they're out there. They're essential. And the nice thing is they're doing everything they can for those kids, and I love to see that.
That's right. And we want Emmett. We want Emmett.
Thanks, Donna. Good to hear from you, man. Have a great night.
Ooh,
oh, there it is.
Overnight America. Ooh. Overnight America.
Overnight America. That's pretty good. That's him singing the Overnight America theme song. All right, let's do one more call real quick with Chris in O'Fallon. What's going on, Chris?
What do you say, Mr. Wrecking Ball, Wreckheimer?
Reckheimer. I'm in sweatpants, so it's not a bad night so far. What's going on with you?
You're coming across loud and clear, and reason I'm trying to not make it too long, but the they didn't really have any work this afternoon at the soap plant, so we got sent home about 4 o'clock. Though we were waiting a while in the break room, and we'll just return to work tomorrow. But we have to go to a building across the street, and boy, I'll tell you, P&G has got some property. You go further north on Hall Street. All the buildings they have, it's such a big operation. But they're going to take everybody's temperature, so we got to, the guys in the guard office there will direct us where to go, and everybody has to have their temperature taken. And the workers, we got to keep at least 6 feet apart.
Normally, are you finding that you're getting more hours, but today being a different exception?
Well, Ryan, here's my predicament. I'm trying to get my feet back on the ground. I hadn't worked since last Monday of last week, and the big beast went down, the Explorer, and my sisters, the patron saints of the family, my two older sisters and my oldest brother, they helped me get a car, and I owe them big time. Well, I'm going to pay them back, but man, it's grateful. I'm grateful. I have working air conditioning. It's CDs play. I yanked my old CD player. I cut the wires out of the Explorer, and mm-hmm. I took it apart tonight. I got all 6 CDs out, including my daughter's. And it was Deep Purple and Black Sabbath in there. Said there, I no way in hell am I leaving them behind. So,
but, Deep Purple and Black Sabbath. Oh, that's
great.
Oh
man, I'm probably the biggest Ritchie Blackmore fan in all the metro area. So,
yeah, I get that. All right, well, you turn it up loud and don't blow the speakers out in the new one. Thanks, Chris. Sure. Good to hear from you.
All right, Ryan. Best of health to you and the family, and you're doing a whale of a job.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, that's the thing. Broadcasting from the Jack Buck basement right now, that's the nice, convenient thing. I'll probably be here for a little while. Who knows how long KMOX is going to request its personalities to broadcast from home if possible. I could be here a month. You never know. 314-436-7900. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
What an interesting time in St. Louis, Missouri. So we see the restrictions there. Every once in a while, the dial gets turned up a little bit more. And here I am broadcasting from my basement as we speak. And as my friend John on Twitter pointed out, the Buck Basement Bunker sounds great. So maybe that's the first naming rights we have as I broadcast from my basement. Let's go to Big Al. Welcome to Overnight America.
As the famous coach of the Packers said, what the hell's going on around here? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. What about you?
I'm diabetic type 2, and I'm in my Big Al man cave.
Oh, I see. How's your pup doing?
Oh, he's not happy. But he's laying on his Trumpy bear. I'll send you a picture because he feels comfortable with it. So I just want to say a prayer for everybody out there listening. Thank you to all the medical workers, people at the store, the gas stations, nursing homes, everybody out there doing what you do to keep us at least functional. Mailmen, trash men, I pray for you, and I pray for this nation. And, to summarize this mess up, China started this. They didn't tell us. They tortured the doctor, wouldn't give him treatment, and now it's out everywhere. The numbers that come out of Wuhan after they found out about it were astronomical to everywhere in the world. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And for Pelosi and Schumer and Durbin and the Democrats to do what they're doing and complain. And by the way, Illinois, California, and New York, you're in the worst shape of all. And you're standing on the floor, standing up, trying to get the Green New Steel in and carbon footprint, because you know that we're compromised with the senators being out. And for you guys to act like you're a working class party is BS. It's ridiculous. It's a shame what these people are doing for politics. And Pelosi saw the polls overnight, and she was getting her butt handed to her by her own people. So this is not Democrat, Republican. And if these were Republicans, I'd be saying the same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But here's what I want to tell you. Our country needs help in every way, and we have to bond together, and we have to unite and put the politics away. You can argue this stuff later, but to stand there and say that you're for the working man is a joke. And when you get Susan Collins, one of the most moderate Republicans there are, stomping mm-hmm. her foot and yelling like she did on the Senate floor.
Oh, yeah.
Democrats, you better wake the heck up, because everybody listening, you better thank the Lord that Trump's in charge. And if you want to see something terrible, and I'm sorry, but Joe Biden, he's got dementia. I'm not making fun of him. He's literally losing it. And if you want to watch something, watch his interview on CNN that he did, and they canceled his video stuff. He has absolutely lost it. And I don't know what this country would do if Trump had not got elected, because if Hillary was in, the border would have been wide open, and all these people would have came in all over worse than they did. And this virus, by the way, according to viral people, Rec, was not created by nature. Impossible. So we know where it came from. We need to deal with it. We need to get this medicine back home to our people and put America first. We have to. We're under attack. Saudis and Russians are collapsing our oil market. The Chinese are poisoning us. We're borrowing money and they're loaning it to us. People, wake up.
Very good, Big Al. We got to get to news. Good to hear from you, man. I'm glad we got you in. 314-436-7900. A few things that Big Al mentioned I do want to talk about. But Anthony and Bill, if you can hold on, we'll take your calls right after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, broadcasting live from the Overnight America basement as we speak, nice and comfy in my sweatpants. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.